We're going to go back to our phone lines after we talk to our, well, our monthly friendly neighborhood astrologer, Stacy Holler. We're going to bring Stacy in. We want to hear, Stacy, what's going on with the planets, the stars, and destiny. So, Stacy, how are you tonight?
Hi, Sarah. I'm starting to manage this retrograde. Are you feeling anything going on your end?
It's just been interesting. I really feel like Mercury began its retrograde long before September even hit. I kind of feel like August 15th, suddenly the world went screwy. So it's been a little crazy, right? So it's been this movement of shifts of energy. And so it's starting to slow up everything. Stacy, what does that mean for us as we step into Mercury retrograde at the end of this week, right?
And yes, I mean, officially on the calendar, it says Friday evening at 11:38 Eastern time. But we know we start to feel the effects a week ahead. And it's interesting that you said everything's slowing down because many planets are in retrograde at the moment.
Yes.
So we will see some movement. We've got Jupiter and Saturn going direct in a few weeks, so that'll help. But you're right. And what it means is it's time for us to stop and take a look at ourselves and not to move forward and to kind of reassess. You know, when it comes to retrograde month, I always call it the month of right? Reevaluate, reassess, relook. And it's the universe's way of saying, okay, let's slow down for a minute here. Let's take a look at what we're doing. And what's interesting about this retrograde, and Mercury is the planet of communications, and that's why we say it's not a good time to start new things during the retrograde. Mm-hmm. But it's in the sign of Libra, which is about relationships, personal and business, and it ends up in Virgo, which is about work and health and work-life balance. Mm-hmm. So for all of us, I think during this retrograde, it could be a time where we're looking at our relationships. People could pop back up into our lives, and definitely a time to look for health. But as you know, Sarah, we kind of like to look at each sign and say, well, where exactly is this hitting us this month?
Right. Everyone's really looking at where is it going to impact me personally? Because when we look at it, Stacy, sounds kind of broad. You know, Mercury is retrograde and could affect that, and it does impact that. But people want to know, well, how's my month going to be? And what are the moments that I need to take note of? And where might there be a red flag? So do you have an insight on that for us?
Sure. And what we're going to take a look at, you know, each one of us and each one of our signs, either our sun sign or our rising sign, tells us where we're going to be affected in our life by this retrograde. I will say, though, Sarah, it's been very interesting. I've had so many calls this week from couples wanting compatibility and couple readings. So there is a general everybody taking a pause to take a look at their relationships. But let's dive in and see where everybody's particular is. So you ready to go around the zodiac clock?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, remember, everybody, if you know your rising sign, listen to your sun sign and your rising sign. Sometimes one may resonate more for you than the other. So we'll start off with Aries. Now, this Mercury retrograde, my Aries friends, is in your house of relationships, your romantic relationships, your business relationships. So watch out with communications with partners. Watch out for a little passive aggressiveness if that pops up. Old stuff could come back. Past lovers could reconnect. So just be aware of navigating all of that. And as we say, Sarah, no matter what we're talking about, seek your own truth, right?
Correct.
Now, my Taurus friends, this is in your house of health and work. So this is the area this retrograde is hitting you. So it's making you look at what is your daily routine? Is it working for you? How are you taking care of yourself? And because it's in Mercury in the house of communications, make sure you're conveying to other people what you really do need. Don't be afraid to reach out. Now, Gemini, this is in your house of romance and creativity. So for you, too, old romances might just pop up and return in your life, okay? And because it's in Gemini and communications, look at how you're communicating with your lovers and your romantic involvement. And if there's some unfinished business there, now is the time, that would be the time to address that. My Cancer friends, this is in home and family. Might be a little family drama this month, so watch out for that as well. You too, watch out for passive aggressiveness there. Cancers, you don't like to confront people. So if there's drama, just be true to yourself and take a look at things clearly. And you too could reconnect with old family members or people from your childhood. Leo, this is in the third house of communication. So you especially, my Leo friends, be careful. Take a pause before you hit send on that email. Check your calendar. Make sure you're not missing dates or appointments, all right? Be really clear on your communications with work because you'll be very susceptible to miscommunications. So watch out for that. Virgo, in your house of money and finances and security. So you may be feeling a little bit of the stress on that end, Virgos, during this. Not a time to make major purchases. But it's if you're ever thinking of making a little money on the side or doing a side hustle, this would be the time for Virgos to look at that. You could bring in money in different ways. Maybe it was an old idea you want to take a look at again. In Libra, it's in the first house. That's the house of self. You folks will be reevaluating, is your work life representing you? Are you being true to your values? Are what you're putting out in the world really who you are? And you want to take a look at what makes you really happy. Scorpions, this retrograde is in your very spiritual 12th house. So for you folks, it's really a time for you to recharge spiritually. Meditate, relax, chill, look to the future, think of where you really want to be. Sagittarian, this is in the house of friends and goals and associations. You folks are going to be looking around and saying, are these the people I want to be with? Are these the groups I want to be with? Are we contributing to the greater good? Sagittarians, you need to contribute. So you're going to be looking at that right in this house. Watch out for drama with friends, all right? Don't jump to conclusions, Sag. Capricorn, career sector, are you in a place that fits your long-term vision? I know many Capricorns are saying, is this the place for me? Is it balanced with my life? Maybe there are things I wanted to do in the past that now is the time for me to do it. Aquarian, ninth house, travel. You folks, if you're looking to travel this month, it can be a little tricky. As in any retrograde, go to some place you've been to before with someone you traveled with before. That would be the best outcome of your itching to travel this month. Not a new place or with new people, as we say in all retrogrades. And Pisces, eighth house, that's your investments. So any Pisces folks out there, you're not up on your taxes. This is a time to make do. Take a look at where your money's coming from. Maybe look at your investments. Maybe someone owes you money. Now is the time to kind of get real with each other and take a look at those and resolve them. So as always, Sarah, it's a time to kind of look back, and in each of our areas of life we'll get affected in this way. And it's really hang on, look clearly, and buckle your seatbelt.
Right. And then we also have Mars that's about to go retrograde as well. Is that true?
Mars retrograde in Aries, which is interesting. Of course, Mars is the very powerful sign and in very powerful Aries. So retrograde isn't necessarily a bad thing to cool down a little bit. We do, though, have a full moon this Saturday. And for everybody, it is called the super moon, full moon. It is going to appear very large because it's close to us. It is in Pisces. It's a full harvest moon. Now, Pisces is very dreamy, and we don't always see clearly. It's hard to see reality. So in this full moon, a lot of you might get a lot of information in your dreams. Pay attention to your intuition on this full moon in Pisces. It's a good time for some soul healing. Right, Sarah?
Absolutely. And really let those emotions kind of rise to the surface and sort through them. No sense carrying a lot of emotional baggage with us, especially as we step into the new season, this new equinox that approaches us. Well, Stacey, thank you so much for joining us. And anyone who'd like to have a personal session with Stacey, you can go to Destiny in the Stars, and destinyinthestars.com will give you an opportunity to reach out to Stacey and see the different sessions that she offers. So if you want to know what the stars have in store for you or what's in your destiny, it's written in the stars. Go to destinyinthestars.com and seek out Stacey. She's the best of the best. Thank you, Stacey, so much for joining us here on Spiritually Speaking, especially on our 650th live show.
You jumped ahead of me. I was just about to say it was my honor to be on your 650th show, Sarah. So congratulations.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Bye for now.
Bye.